Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Shoshona, and here is Shoshona now to introduce herself and what she does.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Shoshona.
How are you doing today?
It's an interesting day.
Yes. Yes, I had to piggyback on you to get on the call.
Blog Talk's been giving us all a fun time.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm here to explain about energy healing and emotion code therapy and, you know, that there are techniques out there for people as far as energy healing goes. Energy healing is a wonderful thing. I'm totally 100% happy that I've opened my mind up to it. It just is the icing on the cake. If you're looking for an avenue to help you where the medical system can't, where the medical system ends, energy healing and techniques like the emotion code are where it's at. So what I did today on myself was I used the emotion code chart along with my other chart that I use, which is a circle wheel. And I hold my pendulum over it, and I released a whole array of different emotions for myself today, and I'm feeling absolutely wonderful and energetically charged right now. I'm gradually releasing my past. So, you know, it's not just about one session and you know, wham, bam, you're healed. No, it doesn't work that way. It's about multiple sessions. And as the layers crop up, release them, right? And you will feel such relief when that happens. And that's why I keep turning towards my emotion code therapy, because it gives me what I'm looking for. So anybody can do it. Everybody has it in them. You know, I never dreamed in a million years, 5 years ago, that I would be at where I'm at with the techniques that I use and just the progress that I've made on myself. You know, so if you're looking for a tool to help you change your life, this is it. This is the avenue to take. So with that, Barbara, do we have any callers?
We have a couple of callers.
Okay.
So
How many do we have?
Two.
Okay. Because I'll split the time up between the two of them.
Okay. All right. Well, our first one is, I think this is Nathaniel. It's area code 951. Let's see if this is him.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. It's Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How you doing?
Pretty good.
How's the progress going with the cancer?
Oh, you know, it's just been, you know, I went in to see the surgery, you know, and stuff, and, you know, they checked it, and they said it was still there and everything, so.
Yeah.
Kind of nervous. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay, well, we're going to do what I did on myself today, on you. So, okay, is my name Nathaniel? No. Is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? Yes. Is my name Shoshona? No. Am I Nathaniel to infinity and beyond? Yes. Okay, can we connect to Nathaniel's innate? Yes. Okay, and within Nathaniel's innate, does Nathaniel possess any shared emotions? Yes. Does he possess anxiety? Yes. Does he possess depression? Yes. Does he possess rigidity? No. Does he possess the inability to find success? No. Does he possess the inability to find love? No. Does he possess the inability to overcome adversity? No. Does he possess insomnia? No. Does he possess isolation? No. Does he possess learning disabilities? No. Does he possess mental illness? No. Does he possess night terrors? No. Does he possess panic attacks? No. Does he possess phobias? No. Does he possess self-sabotage? No. Does he possess suicidal tendencies? No. Okay. Shared emotions. Okay. frustrated, abandoned, indifferent, hopeful, playful, hopeful, sensitive. I can feel it, the energy right now coming from your solar plexus. Okay, can we go into Nathaniel's solar plexus? Yes. Okay, does it possess anxiety? No. Any shared emotions? No. Anxiety? No. Depression? No. Frigidity? No. Inability to find success? No. Find love? No. Overcome adversity? No. Insomnia? No. Isolation? No. Learning disabilities? No. Mental illness? No. Night terrors? No. Panic attacks? Yes. Rejected? Hateful? Ecstatic? Liberated? Okay. Does Nathaniel possess abandonment? No. Betrayal? No. Forlorn? No. Lost? Yes, lost. Frustrated? Anxious, hurt, fulfilled. Does Nathaniel possess the trapped emotion of being lost? No. Love unreceived? No. Anxiety? Yes. Mad, rejected. Playful, loving, liberated. Does Nathaniel possess anxiety? No. Despair? Yes. Hurt, threatened, mad. Inadequate, ridiculed, furious, shocked, shocked, Does Nathaniel possess disparity? No. Disgust? No. Nervousness? No. Worry? Yes. Hateful? Hurt? Distant? Critical? Terrified? Terrified, devastated, infuriated, eager, hopeful, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess disparity? No. Disgust? Oh, no. Worry? No. Crying? No. Discouragement? No. Rejection? Yes. Submissive? Rejected? hateful, hurt, frustrated, hurt, scared, loving, disillusioned, respected, does Nathaniel possess rejection? No. Sadness? No. Sorrow? No. Anger? Yes. Mad? Rejected? Opened? Hopeful? Awe? Dismayed? Shocked? Frightened? Worried, inferior, worthless, alienated, devastated, violated, infuriated, energetic, fulfilled, loving, okay, does Nathaniel possess, where were we? Anger. Anger, yes. Does Nathaniel possess anger? No. Bitterness? No. Guilt? No. Hatred? Yes. Frustrated? Anxious? Apathetic, open, astonished, liberated. Does Nathaniel possess hatred? No. Resentment? No. Blaming? No. Dread? Yes. Hateful? Hurt, apathetic, open, hopeful, loving, liberated. Does Nathaniel possess dread? No. Fear? Yes. Okay, can we now take all Nathaniel's fear, and can we place it on a sterling silver platter, one so bright that it looks like a white beam of light? It's so silver. Okay, can we load up all of Nathaniel's fear on the platter? Startled. Confused, scared, submissive, humiliated, submissive, insecure, scared, insecure, scared, anxious, scared, insecure, hurt, threatened, hateful, rejected. Provocative, respected, liberated, liberated. Okay, Nathaniel, pick a number between 1 and 30.
26.
Okay, can we now take this silver platter that is so sterling silver in color that it looks like a white beam of light? Can we take it back 26 past lives and leave it there? Yes, okay. Hurt, frustrated, mad, anxious, isolated, indifferent, playful, liberated, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, apathetic, empty, vulnerable, vulnerable, inferior, apathetic, sensitive, loving. Okay, have we left it there? Yes, 26 past lives ago. Yes, is it gone forever? Yes. How do you feel, Nathaniel?
Clear in the head and heart area, it seems like.
Yeah, because I just took all your fear away.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah. So, okay, does Nathaniel possess fear? No. Horror? No. Peeved? No. Humiliation? No. Jealousy? No. Longing? No. Lust? No. Overwhelmed? Yes. Okay. Overwhelmed. Can we take all feelings of being overwhelmed from Nathaniel and place it on a sterling silver platter with a beam of white light? It's so silver, it looks like a beam of white light. Frustrated. Rejection. Apathetic. Indifference. Hopeful. Dismayed, terrified, overwhelmed, worried, inadequate, inferior, worthless, alienated, ridiculed, jealous, furious, irritated, terrified. Terrified, dismayed, perplexed, shocked, frightened, overwhelmed, worried, shocked. Liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess overwhelmed? No, okay. Nathaniel, pick a number between 1 and 30.
28.
Okay, can we now take the platter back 28 past lives and leave it there, never to be seen again? Yes, does Nathaniel possess overwhelmed? No, okay. Take it back 28 past lives. Mad. Insecure. Hurt. Insecure. Hateful. Threatened. Submissive. Anxious. Hopeful. Loving. Hopeful. Loving. Hopeful. Loving. Hopeful. Loving. Hopeful. Loving. Hopeful, loving, hopeful, loving, hopeful, loving, sensitive, loving, hopeful, loving, confident, energetic. Okay, does Nathaniel possess overwhelmed? No. Okay, does Nathaniel possess effort unreceived? No. Heartache? No. Insecurity? No. Overjoy? No. Vulnerability. Yes. Vulnerability. Scared. Insecure. Scared. Anxious. Anxious. submissive, anxious, frustrated, hurt, scared, loving, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess vulnerability? No, failure. No, helpless. No, hopeless. No, lack of control. Yes, lack of control. Hurt, mad, threatened, mad, hurt, anxious, abandoned, indifference, loving, energetic, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess lack of control? No, low self-esteem. Yes, low self-esteem. Hateful, hurt, frustrated, mad, anxious, inspired, loving, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess low self-esteem? No, confusion, no, defensiveness, no, grief, yes, hateful, threatened, mad, hurt, frustrated, aggressive, anxious, hurt, distant, liberated, loving, liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess grief? No, self-abuse. No, stubbornness. No, depression. Yes. Hateful. Rejected. Scared. Open. Hopeful. Confident. Liberated. Awe. Hopeful, indifference, abandoned, empty, inferior, vulnerable, apathetic, hopeful, amused, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, isolated, isolated. Is the cancer isolated? Yes, it is. Indifference, hopeful, respected, liberated. Liberated. Okay, does Nathaniel possess depression? No, frustration. No, indecisiveness. No, panic. Yes. Okay, can we take all panic and load it on a silver platter? Yes, okay. Sterling silver. So silver it's white. Yes. Okay, take all of Nathaniel's panic. Anxious, mad, hateful, distant. All of Nathaniel's panic, rejection, submissiveness, scared, energetic, perplexed, dismayed, overwhelmed, inferior, ridiculed, violated, infuriated, loving, loving. Okay, does Nathaniel possess panic? No. Okay, have we put it all on a silver platter? Yes, okay, Nathaniel, pick a number between 1 and 30.
29.
Okay, take it back. 29 past lives, all the panic. Yes, and release it back 29 past lives ago. Leave it there.
Oh, that feels better.
Does it? You feel good?
Yeah, right when you said that, I felt kind of a ease, you know.
Can't. Did I leave the panic 29 past lives ago? Is it gone? Yes, okay. Does Nathaniel possess taken for granted? No. Conflict? No. Creative insecurity? No. Terror? No. Unsupported? No. Wishy-washy? Wishy-washy. Hurt. Mad. Hurt. Anxious. Indifference. Sensitive. Inquisitive. Liberated. Eager. Awe. Energetic. Loving. Sensitive. Indifference. Apathetic. Empty. Vulnerable. Victimized. Ashamed. Hesitant. Revulsion. Loathing. Withdrawn. Jealous. Ecstatic. Courageous. Courageous. Okay, does Nathaniel possess wishy-washy? No. Pride? No. Shame? No. Shock? No. Unworthy? No. Worthless? No. How do you feel, Nathaniel?
A lot better.
That's good. So, okay, can we go into the cancer in Nathaniel's colon? Yes. Does Nathaniel's cancer, does it possess abandonment? No. Betrayal? No. Forlorn? No. Loss? No. Love unreceived? No. Anxiety? No. Despair? No. Disgust? No. Nervousness? No. Worry? No. Crying? No. Discouragement? No. Rejection? No. Sadness? No. Sorrow? No. Anger? No. Bitterness? No. Guilt? No. Hatred? No. Resentment? No. Blaming? No. Dread? No. Fear? No. Fear, no. Horror, no. Peeve, no. Humiliation, no. Jealousy, no. Longing, no. Lust, no. Overwhelm, no. Effort unreceived, no. Heartache, no. Insecurity, no. Overjoy, no. Vulnerability, yes. Vulnerability. Rejected. Hateful. Mad. Threatened. Anxious. Isolated. Opened, loving, liberated, loving, provocative, loving, sensitive, opened, indifference, apathetic, isolated, loving, liberated. And does the cancer possess vulnerability? No. Failure? No. Helplessness? No. Hopelessness? No. Lack of control? No. Low self-esteem? No. Confusion? No. Defensiveness? No. Grief? No. Self-abuse? No. Stubbornness? No. Depression? No. Frustration? No. Indecisiveness? No. Panic? No. Taken for granted? No. Conflict? No. Creative insecurity? No. Terror? No. Unsupported. No. Wishy-washy. No. Pride. No. Shame. No. Shock. No. Unworthy. No. Worthless. No. Okay. Is there anything else that I can release from the cancer in Nathaniel's colon? Yes. It says, I will say... Is your mother still alive, Nathaniel?
No, she died many years ago in 77.
Says that she's with you. Now and always.
Well, that's pretty cool. I can pretty much feel her. I don't think she's ever left my side. In fact, she's ever left my side.
Ask her to guide you through. Ask her to guide you through this ordeal. Right? She's with you. Ask her to guide you.
Yes, Mom, guide me through this, if you will. Thank you.
Yeah, so. All righty. Well, that's about all there is for today.
Well, thanks. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Okay, is my name Nathaniel? Yes, is my name Shoshona? No, is my name Shoshona? Yes. Is my name Nathaniel? No, is my name Shoshona to infinity and beyond? Yes, is my name Nathaniel to infinity and beyond? No. Okay.
Hey, thanks again, Shoshona. You're the best.
All right. Thanks, Nathaniel.
Okay, well,
you have a great week.
Later.
Bye. All right.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 541.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm on my earphones because I'm working on a farm temporarily.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So how have you been?
I'm overwhelmed and exhausted and not sure what directions I'm going to go this right now, but yeah, all the emotions, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we can go through and check what I just did on Nathaniel on you.
Okay. Yeah, I was listening.
Yeah, so this new area, what is it, in your breast or what?
Yeah, breast.
Mm-hmm. Which breast?
The right.
Oh, okay. Where's the other one, in the right too?
No, that's where I had it before. And then I have the uterine fibroid. I have the fibroids too that are uterine ones.
Yeah. Okay. Is my name Kat? No, my name Shoshona. Yes, my name Kat. Yes, my name Shoshona. No, it's my name Kat to infinity and beyond. Yes, okay, can we tap into Kat's right breast? Yes. Okay, does Kat in right breast possess shared emotion? No, anxiety. No, depression. No, frigidity. No, inability to find the overcome adversity, insomnia, isolation, disability, mental illness, night terrors, panic attacks, phobias, self sabotage, suicidal thoughts, gang. Does Kat's right breast possess the emotion of abandonment? Yes. Okay. The emotion of abandonment. Insecure.
Really good messages in the music, but
loving.
It was funny. I was just picking, you know, like the way it sounded.
Yeah. Does Kat's right breast possess the emotion of abandonment, betrayal, no, forlorn, no, loss, no, love unreceived, no, anxiety, no, despair, yes, despair.
That's another important thing for my music. Right? Music that I sit down and listen to anyone's music that wants to play music, like I'm always into that, but I
play it. Loving.
Just the message in the liberated. Music means a lot to me too.
Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive. Playful. Open. Inspired.
Oh, I know you.
Apathetic. Isolated.
All the farms.
Abandoned.
Needed, like, bring your scissors. I was like, first of all, let me do the lay while I look at it. Like, no.
Powerless. Victimized.
No chemicals.
Remorseful. Hesitant. Aversion. Testable.
Repulsive. Repugnant.
Judgmental.
Hit her. Dinner is
period.
Called farm, and like, we go home to dinner. We don't stay until 2 in the morning.
Failure. Provocative. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive.
This order
playful.
This farm
open. Inspired.
They bought cleaner for their sister. I was like, why not?
Sensitive.
I know for a fact Danny would not
be able to
have
liberated.
Like, let me take note, and he still gave me his card.
If all the farms switch to potatoes, it's not like you need to be changing the potatoes.
Yes. No. Disgust. No. Nervousness. No. Worry. Yes. Insecurity.
I like persistence people because I have enough patience. I win out on most persistent people, and I almost make it a game. I go, all right. Let's match your persistence. My patience.
Hateful.
Just gonna let you keep crying.
Scared.
I
love it.
So like,
sensitive. Playful. Open.
If I'm in the right mood, if
inspired.
I'm hungry or tired, I obviously don't have the patience. But yeah.
Eager.
But yeah, generally it's
loving.
I've always been way too patient as a kid, like, and it helped me out because I learned things well by just listening. I catch what people are saying.
No, crying. No,
like,
discouragement. Yes.
Put things together.
Mad. Hurt. Scared. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive,
yeah,
playful, open, inspired,
the other people in my
indifferent,
generation don't
apathetic,
have
isolated,
kind of suck,
abandoned,
like, I go to talk to them,
empty,
and I tend to be a slow
vulnerable,
talker. I like to think of my words before I blow out.
Ignored, ashamed, remorseful, sensitive, courageous.
About what
energetic.
Yeah.
Loving.
That happens a lot.
Okay, just
cast. So it's not like a fully conversation. It's more like.
Worry.
Yeah.
Crying. No.
Discouragement. Kind of unfolding
no.
In a way
rejection.
Guided.
No. Sad.
Without
no.
Thinking
sorrow.
About it.
No. Anger. Yes. Submissive.
Actually,
you're holding it all in right now, Kat.
When I first came out here.
Holding it in?
I ended up at the local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Submissive. That's really coming out. Submissive.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I haven't been there in a long time.
It's pretty nice. They seem to
anger.
Stuff up around
yeah,
a lot.
They do.
So,
they do. It's always changing.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's anger.
Week, I was, things got
no, bitterness. No, guilt. No,
it's
hatred. Good. No, resentment. No, blaming. No, dread. No, fear. Yeah. Okay, can we now take a silver platter, sterling silver in color? So sterling silver is white. Yes, and can we load all the cat's beer on the sterling silver platter? Hateful, rejected, insecure, anxious, rejected, humiliated, hurt, submissive, scared, frightened. Worried.
Wellsprings have actually become a bit of a safe haven for me because I got into some shit with a crazy lady with the tugs and it was a mess. I ended up wasting a lot of money. But as soon as I got out of that, first place I ended up finding myself was the Wellspring.
Yeah, and pick a number between 1 and 30, Kat.
That was like, I was just like,
I'll say 27.
As soon as possible. And
okay, we can now go back 27 size with the sterling silver platter.
Yeah, it does have like a
27 past life. Anxious.
Yeah.
Let's go back 27 past life. Leave that third little bit about 27 past life.
More relaxed and kind of more real. People feel comfortable. They're just saying things
loving
that come to their mind.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've never been
to
a description of a place.
Humiliation, no. Jealousy, no. Bonds, no. Love, no.
Orange Isle. I had a bunch of older people come by and be like, the man that used to live here was one of my close friends.
The message. Her.
So, like, this house has become a vortex.
Distant.
I don't know.
Hopeful.
Kind of
loving.
Understand that now.
Liberated.
My places can be that way.
And his cat overwhelmed.
And I've also seen
this cat
people get shot out of here. Like they come here for a little bit.
Security, overwhelming, vulnerability, failure. No, helplessness, no hopelessness, no lack of control, no self-esteem, no confusion, yes. Confused, reflect.
But I'm
going
to shut up.
Disillusion, perplexed, astonished, amazed, confused. Immune.
Yeah. I've seen a little bit of the bad and I've seen plenty of the good. And I'm pretty confident. Yeah. Pretty confident this is a really nice place.
And his cat can work after them. Steve, you know, heartache. You can hear from the future right now. Vulnerability. Failure, no helplessness, no lack of control, no low self-esteem, no confusion, no defensiveness, no grief, no self-abuse, no stubbornness, no frustration, no frustration, no indecisiveness, no panic, no taken for granted, no conflict, no creative insecurity, no terror, yes, terror. Anxious.
The have you heard?
Loving. She possessed terror. No. Unsupported. No. Wishy-washy. No. Pride. Shame. No. Shock. No. Unworthy. Worthy. No. Okay. Does cat possess
camping at the moment, which is pretty rough.
Fungus in her right breast.
Yeah, nice. There's a lot of stuff. Like, I leave here,
yes,
and I'm not done with work.
Yes. Right,
sure make
cat.
Okay.
They're not coffee, but, like, some
cancer,
kind of hot tea or something ready
hear,
so that before I go to bed, I have a
yeah, I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
I'm just confused on which...
You know, got, like, a bunch of blankets. So.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just confused on which way to go with the diet and things because I've done a lot of different things.
Well, I'm pretty sure
yeah.
I'm kind of built for higher altitudes.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, at least what I can do for you to give you hope, then that's what it is. I can give you hope.
No. Oh, no, you do. I so appreciate it. You definitely do.
So, you know, like whatever I just released from you, whatever I see weighing on you, and hopefully that
mm-hmm.
improves your cause and makes a difference
yeah.
in your
yeah,
diagnosis.
I know.
And prognosis, you know?
New York culture.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like way more down to the bone.
Thank
so,
you.
Okay.
It's like during the day.
Yeah, did we soon find? Yeah. Okay. Did we finish column A? Yes. Did we finish column B? Yes. How do you feel?
Better.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I did this on myself today, Kat, and I felt 10 times better after I was through.
Nice.
So,
yeah, I've been having trouble sleeping and exhausted and just confused on which route to go. I've gone back and forth with fasting and different things with the diet, and I want to go to a retreat, a health retreat. That's what I want, where I can. But I don't know how to get there, but hopefully somehow.
Okay, let's see if there's anything else that I can find.
Okay.
In Kat's right breast, is there any other trapped emotions that are contributing towards the cancer? No, is Kat in her vortex? Yes, is Kat in her sovereign vortex? No, you're not. Okay, place Kat in her sovereign vortex.
Not making a whole lot of mad.
Friends.
And
hateful. Like, mad.
Oh, wow. I'm just mad at making friends. Watching
mad.
Friends.
Right.
Come on.
Hurt. Hateful. Hopeful. Loving.
I've heard that from the regulars that come there, they used to wander around the campground and like talk to people.
Yeah.
Now they don't even touch the campground.
Fire.
They just kind of go into the
spot. Different. Apathetic.
Yeah.
Like family, like it's like a really big strong bond. It was really cool.
I put my resume in there. I'm trying to shoot for some kind of work trade.
Yeah.
Cat in her sovereign vortex.
Sacrifice.
No, you're not.
Here and do like weekend cleanings and stuff. Just
mad.
That means I can make it through.
Hurt. Mad. Threatened. Hateful.
I'm hoping with this drop I can afford a small like year camper. There's
cat in her sovereign vortex. Indifferent. Indifferent. Loving. This cat in her sovereign vortex. Yes. Okay, can we adjust all and align all timelines within cat for the work that I just released? Adjust all timelines within cat. Hateful, anxious, hurt, insecure, mad, distant, liberated, loving, hopeful, sensitive, playful, open, inspired, loving, amused, is energetic. Inquisitive. Fulfilled. Loving. Hopeful. Sensitive. Open. Inspired. Hopeful. Liberated. Have we aligned all timelines within Kat? Yeah. Okay, is Kat in her sovereign vortex? Yeah. How do you feel, Kat?
Yes. I mean, I'm just so exhausted right now. But I do feel something from it. I do feel better than before I called, as always.
You feel lighter? You feel lighter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that is huge. That one is huge. The sovereign vortex is huge.
Yeah.
Right? That's like your higher self, you know. So
yeah.
is Kat's sovereign vortex grounded? Yes. Is Kat's sovereign vortex anchored? No. Okay. Anchor. Cat Sovereign Vortex. Hurt.
I'm going to start spinning her year about now.
Rejected. Oh, yeah. Loving. Confident. Liberated. Cat Sovereign Vortex Anchored. Yeah. Cat Sovereign Vortex Grounded. Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I hope everything goes
That's
all
right.
right for you.
I appreciate
you, know,
you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Me too. It just, you know, it's not fun to get that again and have to think about going through all the stuff again, you know, but
I
making those all those decisions and trying to figure out which ones are the right ones and not the right ones.
Yeah. And you know, to talk to somebody who's never been through it before, it's like over my head, right?
Yeah.
I just want to stay away
from the doctors as much as possible, and then they want you to be there as much as possible, and that's the hard part.
Yeah.
I don't want to be hurt anymore. I mean, I've had some bad experiences with most of the doctors, and it's a difficult to navigate on that, you know, when I want to do the other, but it takes money to do the other, so somehow I'll find a way.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, put it out there to the universe that you will, and you will.
Okay.
You know, every day,
yeah.
Put it out there to the universe every day that you will.
Okay.
Alrighty, my dear.
Thank you.
Is my name Kat? Yes, my name's Shona. No, my name's Shona. My name's Shona to infinity and beyond. Yes, is my name Kat? No. Okay, we're disconnected now.
Okay.
You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. I'm doing some temporary work on a farm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. So I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
It's not hard to hear this one.
Yeah. Computer is not letting me mute you, Kat.
Oh. Is there something else?
Well, we only have 2 minutes left, so this is the time when Shoshana usually tells everybody about herself. So,
yes,
Shoshana,
yes.
Tell everybody about you.
All right. If you want to reach me, you can find me at Healing Hands by Shoshana on Facebook.
Kind of raised.
Or you
in
can
a time where
me
art never got you any money
Shoshana,
anywhere.
L-K,
I kind of
understand. That's Shoshana. P-E-L-L-I-E-R, or you can call me at 780-707-1657.
I like oil paintings the most.
All right, then. Thank you, Shoshana. It was a great show.
Thanks, Barbara.
And we will be back next week. So we hope everyone will join us some kind of
sunlight.
Good night.
Have a great week.
Good night. Thank you.
Bye.